Sagt der Gemischte Meite, man sagt es Tmura, Perik Vav, Mishna Dalid. Nasan Lof, a person gave to a Zayna Ksafim, money. He hired her to do an aveir with him and he gave her money. Harielu Matar, and it is Mutter to purchase a behemoth for a carbon, or for that matter, flour for a mincha, with that money. But if he gave her yay nice wine, shemanim oil, uslasis, or flour, these are things you could mamish put on the mizbeach, not money that you have to buy with the money things to the mizbeach. V'chal davar any other thing, sheki yaitza by karvel gabi mizbeach, any similar item that you could be makrev on the mizbeach itself, you gave this to a zayna aser, it is aser to use it on the mizbeach. Zakta bat tenura, but if he gave her wheat, and she turned it into flour, or olives, and she pressed it into oil, or for that matter, grapes, and she squeezed out the wine, then it would be mutter. Because we darshan shenayim, but not shinuehen. Not if it was changed. Not if it was changed, and not if he gave her an animal, the offspring of the animal. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, nosan lo mukdoshin, if he gave her things that already were hegdish, relu mutarin, then it's mutter. Let's say this person separated a lamb for his carbon pesach, designated a lamb for his carbon pesach. After a while, he said to a zayna, if you do an avei with me, I'll pay you by giving you this already existing carbon pesach. You can still be mak of that carbon pesach. Nasalam mekdash na reilu mitarin. Now the chiddush is, says about tenura, even by a carbon pesach. Because by a carbon pesach, there's a halacha that you can count others into your chabur, into your group for the carbon pesach. So maybe it's considered like your money. So we say no. The carbon pesach doesn't belong to you, even though you can count other people in. So the carbon pesach are for sure other karbanis. If this person did really what would be a terrible chil Hashem, he takes hegdish, he adds like an aveira to an aveira, he gives it to a zaynet, this is your payment. But lemaisa, the Torah didn't answer this with a mizbeach, because he can't answer it by giving it to a zaynet, it's not his. There's a rule, you can't answer something which is not yours. Oifais, if he gave her birds, not hegdish birds, stam birds, harelu asur, dir asur. No difference between animals or birds. Why would I have thought birds are different than a behemoth? So to Mishnah Shoye B'din, maybe I would have made a kalvachim. I would have said like this. When it comes to hegdish, we're a mum pasels hegdish. But ein esnanu mechir chalalein. If he takes a carbon and gives it to the zayna, it doesn't become aser. Or if he switches it for a dog, it doesn't become aser. So, oifa she'ena mum paisel behen, birds, which don't become paisel by a mum, ena bedin, shouldn't we say for sure, shelo yehi esnan o'mechir chalalein, that the halachis of esnan o'mechir should not apply to it? So really, you have to understand the Mishnah's kal v'chaymer. Basically, what the Mishnah is saying is that it should be much easier to paisel birds than behemoths. Because you see, a blemish paisels a behemoth, not a bird. So if an existing hegdish doesn't become us, if you give it to a zayna, maybe stam a bird, even a bird of chulun, should also not become us. So the Mishnah has to tell us a chiddush that a bird would become us. Talmud Lemer, therefore the Pasuk tells us, we learn from the Pasuk, says the Mishnah, l'chol neder. The Torah says, you shouldn't bring what you paid a zayna or what you exchanged for a dog for any neder. Lovey a knife, that includes even a knife. Because sometimes you could be menadev a knife, not just an animal. Anything you could be menadev for the mezbeach, if it's given to a zayna or exchanged for a dog, it cannot be used. So, chazing over our mission, if someone gave a zayna money, that money can be used to purchase a behemoth for a carbon or silas for a mincha. But if he gave her wine, oil, or flour, anything that could be brought up on the mezbeach, it cannot be used. If he gave her a carbon, meaning hegdish, that's already hegdish, it is mutter, because he can't aser it. If he gave her a bird of chulin, it is aser. I would have thought, just like when it comes to hegdish, which should l'chayre easily become pasel, because the mum pasels it. But existing hegdish can't become esnan zayin or mechir kelev. So an oif, which is much harder to pasel, because a mum doesn't pasel it, maybe any oif, even chulin, should not become Esnan Zayin or Mechir Kalev. So therefore the Pasuk says Lachal Neder to include even an Oif. Just want to clarify one thing. A Mum Taka doesn't passel by an Oif, but if it's missing an Aver, that would passel even by an Oif.